Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, September 28. Coming up, 5 appeal court judges to be appointed. Betting Gaming and Lotteries Commission and Crime Stop sign MOU to stamp out illegal gambling. And JCIF and NSWMA undertake waste separation project. The details after the break.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
Now the news. The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC, and Crime Stop have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, aimed at eradicating illegal gambling and related criminal activities. The partnership will allow members of the public to make anonymous reports through Crime Stop's 311 toll-free number. Persons who give information will receive cash awards of up to $25,000 if the report provided results in an arrest and charge.
The partnership with Crime Stop forms part of a broader initiative which encompasses a systematic review of our entire enforcement operations as we aim to ramp up our intelligence gathering and technical capabilities.
Acting Executive Director of the BGLC, Carole Martinez-Johnson. It is expected that with the added incentive of a reward for anonymous tips, there will be a significant reduction in illegal gambling activities. Justice Minister Deroy Chuck has announced that 5 more judges will be appointed to the Court of Appeal, bringing the complement of judges to 12. Minister Chuck says the additional judges will reduce the backlog of cases in the appellate court. He says the backlog is due to having only 7 judges serving at that level. The Justice Minister says he hopes the refurbishment and renovation of the Oceana building will be completed shortly to facilitate the relocation of the Accountant General's department. This will in turn give the Justice Ministry more space for the judges to be appointed and working. Minister Chuck was speaking at a recent town hall meeting with 120 Justices of the Peace in Ocherius, St. Anne. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has acquired 35 new buses, increasing its fleet to over 500 vehicles. The Chinese-made buses, valued at $500 million, were officially handed over during a recent ceremony at the JUTC Training Depot on Lyndhurst Road in Kingston. 4 buses, which were refurbished by the JUTC's engineering department, were also unveiled during the event. The new vehicles have been operational since September 5, while the refurbished buses are to be licensed and registered for road use within a few weeks. Transport Minister Mike Henry said the provision of the new and refurbished vehicles is part of sustained efforts by the JUTC to improve service to commuters.
Fortunately, these Chinese-made Golden Dragon buses have come into the picture to help to improve the run-out numbers and add variety in terms of bus sizes and to critically service the very challenging Hill Upper St. Andrew areas.
Maintenance of the new vehicles will be carried out by China-based Golden Dragon engineers for 1 year, during which time JUTC technicians will be trained. And the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has provided over 2,000 bins and 2 wood chipping machines, valuing almost $22 million to the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA. These will be used to assist in improving garbage collection and disposal in communities island-wide under a waste separation and compost project being jointly undertaken by the agencies. Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie says the project is part of continued efforts to ensure that proper waste disposal practices are carried out in communities.
It is a program where not only are the facilities being provided to collect the garbage, but there have been environmental wardens that have been trained, that have been working. So it is an advanced program. This is just another phase of that program.
The bins, acquired at a cost of $13 million, are color-coded to facilitate the separation of plastic, organic, and other household waste. $8.9 million was spent to procure the wood chippers to be used in converting material, such as fallen tree limbs, into compost. Funding for the project is being provided by the World Bank through JSIF. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.